Joy of the Lord, Our Strength, a compilation.
Joy is an emotion everyone wants, but which remains elusive for many. In a world that's often dark and grim, how can we look to God as our source of joy? And how can that joy strengthen us to persevere through life's trials? The book of Nehemiah tells a story that introduces the concept of the joy of the Lord being our strength. Nehemiah was a royal cupbearer during the time of his people's exile in Persia, and he was intensely interested in the state of the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. When his brother, Hananoi, came from Judah to visit, Nehemiah was saddened to learn that there was great trouble in Jerusalem, and its walls and gates were in ruins. Nehemiah then fasted and prayed, then sought and gained permission from King Artaxerxes to return to Jerusalem to help rebuild it. The following chapters of the book of Nehemiah tell of the struggles and ultimate success of Nehemiah and many others who worked to rebuild Jerusalem. After the wall had been rebuilt and the Israelites had settled in their towns, the people gathered to hear Ezra, who was a teacher of the law, read the law of Moses aloud. Though it took hours to read, the people listened attentively to the book of the law, responding enthusiastically by lifting their hands, saying Amen, bowing down and worshipping God. After Ezra finished, the Levites began to teach the people regarding what had just been read, making it clear to them. Because the people had been weeping, Nehemiah, who had become governor, told them not to mourn, but instead instructed them, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Joy is an idea that sparkles throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, it's a religious emotion, including the feeling of exultant gladness, which often finds outward expression in such actions as leaping, shouting, and singing, which is the natural outcome of fellowship with God. In the New Testament, joy is the appropriate response of the believer to the good tidings of great joy, which constitute the gospel. But how can we experience joy when the world is so full of struggle and suffering? Rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ above all, believers can be grateful for the earthly joys with which God has blessed us. We can also continue to hold on to joy even when circumstances become difficult, because our wellsprings of joy run as deep as the love of God for us, expressed in His kindness to us, in Christ Jesus, and His indwelling Holy Spirit. Jessica Udall. The original Hebrew for joy in Nehemiah 8:10 is chidva, meaning joy or gladness. The root word for joy in this context means to rejoice or to make glad. Strength in the same verse is a Hebrew word meaning a place or means of safety, protection, refuge, or stronghold. The root word of strength means to be strong, prevail, to make firm, strengthen. The joy of the Lord is a constant gladness and cause to rejoice. It stems from an inner strengthening from our relationship with Him. When Jesus died for us, He restored us to a peace with God that cannot be undone. Joy isn't something we create, earn, or deserve. Though we have nothing to give and no ability to stop sinning, Christ reached down. He came down and died for us. Like Nehemiah, we need a plan to reconstruct ourselves from the inside out. Christ's sacrifice on the cross allows us the opportunity to come to the end of ourselves and submit our efforts to fix and do with His strength to carry out God's purpose in our lives. Joy doesn't just happen. It's a product of a plan to restore our souls, an active choice to seek God's wisdom in exchange for our own. Joy in Christ isn't a giddy feeling of cracking up at a joke or a triumphant banner of victory when we accomplish a goal or soar ahead in an area of struggle. Joy is there in those moments, but true joy stems from the unwavering strength of the Lord. It remains to remind us how far we have come and encourages us throughout the long road of refinement we have yet to travel. The hope of salvation in Christ is rooted in what has already been done. It is finished. Nehemiah knew that to experience joy, an inner restoration had to supersede the exterior rebuilding of the city. We too must rebuild from within, so that the joy of the Lord, our strength, can radiate through and propel us to the next step on God's path of purpose for our lives. Joy shifts our hearts to a position of worship regardless of current circumstance. It doesn't change, fade, or expound based on anything we do or go through. He is a constant safety and peace in our lives, a safe harbor in a tumultuous world. Through the filter of His joy and by the power of His strength, we are able to witness the surrounding beauty of life in deep and complex layers, all in His time. Meg Boucher. There are many different types of joy described throughout Bible scripture, most notably found in Psalms 16 and 23, where David describes his experience with joy during life events, such as being near water or walking through fields of grass. It's important to note that joy in this instance is not the same joy of the Lord I'm discussing here. The joy being referred to in Nehemiah chapter 8 and Philippians chapter 4 are biblical terms called the joy of the Lord, or everlasting joy, also known as salvation. This type of joy refers specifically to eternal life with Christ after death, when all sins have been forgiven through God's grace alone, because Jesus paid for them on His cross. This is why we rejoice constantly and celebrate due to our relationship with an everlasting source of happiness. It gives us strength. The joy experienced by Jesus' followers after He ascended into heaven was also from God's Holy Spirit. And because of this great joy within them, the church grew rapidly. It isn't joy in life or joy based on our emotions. It isn't joy that lasts only for a moment. This joy is everlasting because it comes from God, who has no beginning and no end. And this joy doesn't originate with us. We can't conjure up more joy than what He provides. The joy of the Lord is a powerful thing. It's something we all need in our lives, especially when times are tough. But what do we need to make the joy of the Lord our strength? First, we need to know who Jesus Christ is and what He has done for us. We need to have faith in Him as our Savior and put our trust in Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Second, we need the Holy Spirit living inside us. The Holy Spirit gives us power and strength and helps us live a godly life. And finally, we need to have a joy that comes from God. This joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and it's a sign that we belong to Him. When we have all these things, the joy of the Lord will be our strength. We can rely on Him when times are tough, and He will give us the power we need to get through anything. Praise God for His amazing grace and for giving us everything we need. Gerald Forrest. The Bible teaches that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We all know what it's like to have our lives beset by problems, financial difficulties, inclement weather, or even rush hour traffic can cast a pall over our spirits. But it doesn't have to be that way. The Holy Spirit can help us to rise above our problems, big or small, and cause us to experience the joy of the Lord in spite of circumstances. Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is your strength. A secret to having the joy of the Lord is taking the time to fill up on God's Word, so that you have a reservoir to draw from in stressful times. "These things I have spoken to you," Jesus told His disciples, "that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full." So if you feel down or discouraged, try spending more time with Jesus, reading and studying His Word. Take the time to cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you. It also helps greatly to count your blessings, to think about all the good things the Lord has given and done for you. James Hudson Taylor, 1832 to 1905, a British missionary to China, wrote the following about the joy that is our unique possession as Christians. "It is the consciousness of the threefold joy of the Lord: His joy in ransoming us, His joy in dwelling within us as our Savior and power for fruit bearing, and His joy in possessing us as His bride and His delight. It is the consciousness of this joy which is our real strength. Our joy in Him may be a fluctuating thing. His joy in us knows no change." Raphael Holding.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.